Oh my gosh. If you guys are pushing 40 or maybe even 50, or you've crested that mile marker in your life and life has changed in so many ways that you have no idea what to do with yourself, with your nutrition, with the attitudes in your head spinning off, with the hormone changes. Oh my gosh, the energy, the gray hair, all starting to show up. And then our mental attitudes go down the toilet. And we don't feel sexy any longer. No, but we don't feel like we're wanted anymore. We feel like we're not compliant and we don't have anything to offer in the industry, even though we're the wisest ones out there. Oh my gosh, you guys. My guest today specializes. She deals with all kinds of people, but her love is those of us that have crested that 4-0 mark. Yeah. So I'm so excited for you to meet her and for the change that she is actively effecting in the world. So if you are joining us from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show platform, there's a link right above you in the feed. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here. Make sure you say hello to us over here in the feed and we'll say hello right back to you. This is the Erin Strayer Show. This is where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics and pain points, and we give you workarounds to the challenges like turning 40 or 50 or 60 that we face every single day, specifically as female entrepreneurs in the world, because we wear so many different hats. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer. And recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them beyond the basics of business because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear and flat out complacent, honestly. So I help them move past the I can't do that, the what's in my way, and I don't know how that clearly is a roadblock in their path going forward. So, bottom line, I provide executive level accountability sessions so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves. Okay, so my guest today has been doing what she's been doing for over 20 years, right? Yeah, I remember. She's amazing, you guys. She holds a master's degree as a personal trainer, and she is unlike any other fitness coach I've ever run across when it comes to combining fitness, health, and business. She's amazing. She's going to give you some nuggets today, and I guarantee you'll want to write them down. So, before we waste any more time talking about me, blah, 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 and let me introduce you to Francesca Kotomski. Is that how we say it? I always say it wrong.
Thank you so much for welcoming me to the show. That's really exciting. Yes.
Is that how we say your last name, Kotomski?
Tomsky, just like a big.
Yay! Well, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are a busy woman, just like I am, just like every other person that's on the show. And we're making things happen. And I really appreciate your time and your energy and your showing up for us today. So, like, you've been a fitness coach so for like a bazillion years.
Right, fitness trainer, fitness coach, fitness instructor, many hats of fitness, basically.
Many hats of fitness. And what does fitness mean to you? What's the word fitness mean?
Well, fitness is only targeting the body. So fitness just means exercise for the body, which then really doesn't get the job done if you really want to be healthy, right?
Yeah.
Healthy really means also nutrition. It also means sleep strategies so we can get a healthy sleep and totally recover for our day. It also means our spiritual aspect, our emotional aspect, stress relief, that kind of thing. So, but the fitness at least is the exercise part. And I help people through all the other stuff because that's our lifestyle. So I'm all about healthy lifestyle, combining it all together just to really affect change.
You know, and that's really, really interesting that you come at it from all kinds of different angles as far as what you think fitness is, right? Like, it's not just going to the gym. It's not, right? And like doing 50 crunches or sit-ups or yoga for an hour or whatever you consider fitness, which is one thing that when we had our prior conversation, that I really appreciated that you actually come at fitness from every single way possible and integrate lifestyle and nutrition and right, like all those things into how you personalize your coaching
Right.
with each one of your clients. Do you call it coaching?
Yes, coaching. It's called coaching if it's done over the phone or done online, talking to people rather than being in person. In person would be the personal training. In a group, it'd be group training.
Sure. So I know one of the things that really like piqued my interest and why I wanted you on my show so desperately was when our mutual friend Laura recommended you, and I was like, oh yeah, she needs to be on. So thank you, Laura, for recommending and putting you in my path, because so many of us that have crested that 4-0 or shortly 5-0 mark, like we physically feel like we're just starting to lose it, like in every single area possible. Like, and I know I'm not the first one to ever tell you that.
Right. People get hung up about the number, but really let's just focus on the day-to-day living in the present. That's my philosophy. Just live in the present and just be happy where you're at. But we can't be happy where we're at when we feel like garbage. So
Right.
we need to
Right.
feel much better than this garbage.
You have a nicer word for it than me.
I'm sorry. We feel better because we're exercising, because we're eating well, because our stress relief is on target, because our spiritual aspect, our emotional aspect, all these little aspects are on target. Our scheduling of our exercise is on target. Our scheduling of our family is on target because we have to schedule everything. It's not,
Right.
okay, I'm going to go to the gym and I've accomplished that one thing and that's great. I'm done for the day. No, that isn't how it is for women. We have to do it all and it all can happen. It really can. So
Yeah.
we can feel awesome at 40, 50. I mean, we can feel energetic. We really can. It doesn't have to be this big milestone of misery.
You hit on a really good point, because I think a lot of us put so many expectations on ourselves too, with being the family planner, being the ultimate dinner provider, like not gourmet, but at least dinner, something other than delivered to the front door. as far as providing a meal for our family, even and planning that and making sure you got to the grocery store and the stuff didn't sit in the refrigerator too long and now it's not worth making into anything. That's never happened to me before, ever. Ever. But like, why do we like lose that steam and that gusto, the mojo? Like, is it because we're so hung up on the number, do you think? Or is there more to it?
Oh, the number of our age. I think some people are hung up on the number of our age, but I think we lose sight of gratitude. Here's the emotional aspect: gratitude, thankfulness. I mean, I look at my young kids, and I had young kids when I was right around the 4-0 mark, and I'm grateful. I actually call today Thankful Thursday, and it allows me and my Facebook viewers a chance to, reflect for a moment and stop ranting about things and just get happy for a moment. Just be happy where you are. Things can be a lot worse.
Oh my gosh. I think that's a huge one. And I think you're absolutely right that so many people take so many things for granted. Like you got two se like both your socks match. Or you like right? I mean, I know that seems like a funny thing, but really? Somebody had to take the time to put those two socks together so that you could grab them this morning. Maybe that was you. Maybe that, you know what I mean? Maybe I did that 3 days ago when I did laundry, and oh my gosh, thank you for allowing me to do laundry. Right? Like, so when it comes to fitness and our thoughts and our mojo and our losing our energy and our steam and life, because that's what happened to me. Like, I feel like I hit a wall, like sometime late 30s, early 40s. I just feel like I bottomed out.
I think in a way people hit that wall because they actually are low on energy. They've and some of the ways of getting low on energy are some of the ways that kind of hit me is that I was just eating the same way I've eaten for like 20 years, you know, from 20 to 40, for example. And so when I eat the same way as I was a 20-year-old, I mean, it's not going to honor my 40-year-old body. I always tell people you need to honor your body with whatever you're consuming because and as you're consuming food on a daily basis, everything changes. I mean, look, your skin cells change all the time. All your cells change all the time. So if everything changes in your body all the time, why do you keep the same old food going in and you expect the different results? It's not going to happen that way. In fact, it gets worse because somehow we the food that we used to be okay with, like pasta, for example, in my world, I mean, pasta's okay. I don't want to boo-hoo anything really, but certain things just don't give me the mojo, the energy, the anything that my body, my older body needs. So I have to just nix them.
You know, I think that I think that that's a really strong point too, that yeah, like even everything from that I used to be able to eat and consume and digest. We're gonna go to digestion in a minute. I know we are. and that gut health and what that does to our mojo and our energy level. I know we're going there. But what I used to be able to eat, all the junk, the processed food, the beer, the right? The beer. I used to be able to drink beer. I can't drink beer anymore, you know? And yeah, I can't do those things. And I feel like, gosh, how come I can't have a like one beer? Or I'm like exhausted and like not wasted drunk, but like I just feel crummy for like days.
Terrible.
Terrible.
That's a
Yeah.
terrible way to live. And when you recognize that, there's other drinks out there. And obviously, I recommend everything in moderation in that case. I don't actually recommend everything in moderation. I know I'm going against the grain on that one, but
Let's do it.
I just you know, I'm okay with drinks, but beer usually bloats people out. And it's just full of grains and stuff like that, full of carbonation, and it just doesn't